From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life.
I'm Pete Stoughton.
And I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
Whether your mental or physical wellness brings you to the top of the highest peaks,
or you need a little help with the climb,
The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch. 10 years ago, the National Interscholastic Cycling Association brought mountain biking onto the stage as a high school sport in Utah. Since then, the sport has blossomed with thousands of young athletes riding and racing across the state. Based upon the principles of fun, inclusivity, equity, respect, and community, the league has seen thousands of young riders challenge themselves and build strong relationships through the sport of mountain biking. Locally, Chris Best has been at the helm of the Park City High School mountain bike team for several years, and we are excited to chat with him and Jocelyn Jin, a junior in the program here at Park City, about how this sport has grown and developed locally. Welcome, Chris and Jocelyn.
Thank you.
Great to have you in studios. And Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, you've been head coach for 4 to 5 years, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I got involved 7 years ago when my oldest daughter, Catherine, got involved as a seventh grader. And she since graduated through the program last year as a senior. She came back to coach for me this year, which was pretty cool. And I've got my second daughter, Natalie, is a junior in the program this year.
It's pretty cool to see Catherine now coaching the other young ladies on the team. What drew you and Catherine to the mountain biking team initially?
Bikes are fun. It was kind of hard. We just heard about it, and then we asked around, and then we thought, oh, this will be kind of cool. And we got a hold of the head coach at the time and said, oh, we're going to be doing a pre-ride down at Soldier Hollow, and you should come check it out. And you know, I thought we'd see maybe, 50, 60 riders, because that's what I would see when I was a junior racing bikes. And there was probably 800 riders. And this was 6 years ago, warming up. And I was completely blown away. And I go, from that minute, we both looked at each other and said, yeah, this is our people. So and that's where it started.
This is our people. We're thinking about spandex and 800 people possibly in spandex. And you're saying this is your people.
Yeah, pretty much.
So Jocelyn, you're relatively new to the sport, and did you have that same first interaction where there was a bunch of riders in spandex, or what was your first experience?
For me, we had heard about it from a friend, and so we were like, let's at least try it and take a look. And yeah, I fell in love with it, and I'm super glad that we did. It was just seeing everyone there and seeing the community that they cultivate was really cool.
That's pretty encouraging, because it can be a pretty competitive community, but what drew you was that element of inclusivity and the commonality that all riders have. For someone who this year that you started mountain biking?
Yes.
That is, there's a big learning curve.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Talk to us a little, Jocelyn, about your experience and just that learning curve of, maybe funny moments. I think all of us have got a few scars from falling off of clipless pedals. What was that learning curve like for you?
One, it was learning to ride with more than just my family, obviously. And I got to experience being part of a high school sport, because I hadn't really done that before. And so there was a learning curve of learning how to be part of a team with that. But there was also, of course, the learning curve of how do I ride a bike and get better at riding a bike. My first ride, I slid out. I crashed, and I didn't break anything, just got a bit bruised. But one of the kids came up and waited with me till the other coach could come, and the sweep coach could come and help me make sure my bike was okay, because the handlebars had lined up with the tire instead of being perpendicular. So just getting to see all of that was really cool, and learning to ride with the team, but also, get better and learn to challenge myself with that.
And Chris, you and I were talking beforehand about you wanted to make sure that this program, this had an element of inclusivity for all riders, and that anybody could jump in at a junior in high school like Jocelyn did. Whereas most sports, it's you have to start when you're two, and you have to decide if you're on the Olympic track at six, and then if you're not on that Olympic track, you know, good luck. Maybe there's intramurals. How is Jocelyn kind of like a great example of what the team culture is?
So, there's a lot of parts to that, obviously. But if you've been in Park City for a while, you kind of know this town is over the top with sports. And it's pretty cool to see. I mean, all your next-door neighbors have all been to the Olympics, and we all know the story. And, you know, there's a lot of kids in this community who maybe they didn't grow up around that, or they're just not ready for a full-time commitment of a lot of sports. And I think Jocelyn fell into that, and her younger brother, Jaron, fell into that, that they just, you know, they're a little hesitant at first. And I see it all the time. And, you know, Nike and this whole high school mountain biking sport, they give us a long leash to define, you know, what the team should be and can be. And so for us, you know, we recognize that within the community, there's a lot of girls and boys, you know, like Jocelyn, who just, you know, they need to ease into the sport a little bit. And so that's kind of been my experience with her. Is she started as, I would say, pretty hesitant, you know, and, you know, by the first race, she was all in. I mean, she was just waiting for the second race. So, you know, we love to see that. So I've already forgotten your first question because I'm just rambling. But that's kind of been my experience with Jocelyn here. And a lot of the kids is just, you know, for a lot of them, you know, they're just not wired for team sports. And this is an individual sport that we race as a team. And so there's a lot of kids. This just clicks for them.
It is an individual sport. And mountain biking is so much you can, if you choose to be in your own pain cave as you ride or compete. But you have done an amazing job, Chris, of building a team culture and creating a community where, whether it's, you know, 40 young girls riding in tutus or, you know, just goofing around on the trails in a safe way, what have been the key components to build a team of now 180 riders? What are those key components for you, Chris?
So to start, the tutus, that's all them. I don't even know where that started, but I let's roll with it. They keep doing it, so it's cool. God, there's so many pieces to that. But, you know, the culture, I think a lot of it is just I think the river is going that way with these kids, and I'm just keeping them into the flow. I mean, it really comes down to them. The parents we have involved are outstanding. It's really on them. I'm just giving them a little bit of a roadmap, and then I say, go this way, guys, and they do. I think, you know, while I've, you know, yeah, okay, I can take some credit for creating this. It's really mostly on the kids.
And you have quite a bit of kids, and Jocelyn, talk to us a little bit about these all-girl rides, these grit rides.
Okay. Well, in the beginning of the year, we had a Tour de Smoothies, and we went from Round Valley to Clockwork Cafe and got a bunch of smoothies. And it was so much fun, just because you get to interact with other girls who love the sport and really just find a group of people who are similar-minded to you, and also diverse enough that you're not all like copies of each other, you know? And they embrace that very, like, being able to be uniquely you, but also fit in with this group of girls who love the sport. Yeah.
It's pretty encouraging. Many of us who are listening, and myself, have daughters, and to see the environment, the culture that's been built, especially among the young women who are riding. And I think you pointed that out really nicely, the diversity, but the commonality that all of you have. It's super cute to see all of you wearing the same jerseys. And then throwing in some splash of color in different ways, wearing, you know, cool socks and showing your own style, as you said. So as we transition to a little bit more of the current season, this has been a pretty successful season for the Park City High School mountain bike team. And this year looks to be going pretty well. Chris, what's going on in the performance or performance and successes?
Sure. So the league, because of the growth in Utah, the league now races in four regions. So we're in the North region, and we're a D1 school, which is large teams, which probably means, I'm not sure the cutoff, but let's just say it's 70 to 80 high school riders. And, you know, for the first time in quite a few years, we've been on the top step of the podium in the team competition. Our first three races, we've been in first place, which is awesome, because we've been in last place, and that, you know, that doesn't feel good. And so I've always told the kids, hey, you know, be humble, be respectful of your competitors, because there's another team out there trying to get to where you're at, and they will someday. So, but right now we're the top dog, and that's pretty cool. We have state championships coming up in 4 weeks, and then we'll go up against a lot of the teams we haven't seen down south that are, they make us look tiny. Lone Peak and Corner Canyon, they have 200 riders on these teams. They're big, powerful teams, and we'll see how we'll do. You know, I hate to call it our little team, because, you know, we have over 100 high school riders, but compared to the big players, you know, we're not the big dog when we go to state championships. But I do think they have a realistic chance at the podium at state championships. Our strength doesn't rely on a few star riders, which we do have, but it's really just the overall depth of this team is really why we've shown this year.
And so when you say these big dogs, are they 200 riders? How big are those other teams?
Corner Canyon, they cap their team. So, I mean, they stop enrollment at 200 riders just for high school. And then their junior Devo program, it might be another 100 riders, but that's a whole separate team.
Wow, the 200 riders. And so if you've been on the trails and you've seen the Park City High School mountain bike team riding, and you're thinking, wow, they are so great, they're so polite, hopefully, on the trails, 200 riders is quite a significant impact. Quite a number of students. Is there any possibility the Park City team would ever say 200's too many? Like, that's where we're going to stop, Chris?
We'll have to see where it goes. I don't think we'll get there. But it's, we see a lot of growth in our younger groups. You know, the advantage of Park City obviously is just the absolute diversity of trails we have. So I would just continue. So while you do see us on the trail, we've gone to pretty great lengths to spread the team out, so there's no specific large impact of the team at any one given spot. So for example, junior Devo and high school train on separate days, and we spread out to different locations, and we're on trailheads where we know we can send groups out three different directions. And on top of that, we tend to avoid the higher impacted trailheads. So you won't see us up at Waz. I mean, there's a major parking issue up there. Same with Armstrong. We just try to stay out of the communities that really can't support that much. And part of it is we've really gotten into using our lesser used trails, which the kids have loved. So we've been, I don't want to give away all the secrets here.
Please don't.
but we'll just say we're on some of the more marginal trails out there where we'll go out and we'll see maybe two hikers over the course of 2 hours, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for kids to explore their own backyard and not initially what everybody else would be going to experience. And so great job managing that, and I'm sure the whole community is appreciative. Again, we're speaking with Chris Best, who's the head coach for the Park City High School mountain bike team, and Jocelyn Jin, who is one of the athletes, a junior in the program. Jocelyn, going back to the racing, so three races this year. The first one was Bear Mountain?
Beaver.
And then Soldier Hollow, and there was another one.
Snow Basin.
Snow So far, what's been your favorite of those races, and what's kind of stood out to you this year for racing?
I think my favorite was probably Beaver Mountain because it was my first race. I really enjoyed the experience of just getting to learn the team community and being at the race for the first time. That was super cool. And looking back on it, I loved the course a lot more than I did when I was riding it and racing it. But I appreciate it a lot more now looking back on it. Snow Basin was good as well, but I struggled a little bit more on that course. And then Soldier Hollow was really fun, but I also struggled a little bit more. But I really enjoyed the experience of being my first race on the team with Beaver, and that was definitely really cool.
There's a big difference between just riding a trail and racing a trail.
Oh, yeah.
Jocelyn, as now an expert in racing, what would be the difference in that experience? If someone's listening and they're like, man, maybe I should jump in a race, or my son or daughter would be interested in this, what advice would you give? And based on your experience, what's the difference between riding and racing?
Well, there's a different mindset. In just riding, you're riding to train, or you're riding just to enjoy being outside. But when you're racing, there's a whole mindset of keep going and push yourself further than you think you can be pushed. And that's actually really cool and hard to achieve when you're not in the race. There are times in the races where you're like, I feel like I want to just stop and give up and like wait the pain out. Whereas you would, if you were on a training ride, or you could take a second and catch your breath. But when you're in the course racing, you're like, I can't stop. I have to keep going, because not only do I want to finish this race, I want to do well for the team to finish this race. And knowing that there's two ends of it, your finish and the team's finish, is a huge motivational factor that is really cool. That it's not like unhealthy in that way. It's really actually a good motivation to keep pushing and push yourself and find your own limits.
That's great feedback. And I'm sure Chris is taking notes, because as a coach, how do you help encourage and support kids to go from, I can go for a ride, but then to jump into this race with rocks and speed and other kids and passing and, you know, people ringing cowbells. I mean, what for you as a coach, how do you coach people through that?
That's a tough one. I mean, some of the kids, you know, come from a sports background, and they just roll into the program and they're ready to go. And a lot of our seventh graders, the pretty common theme they have is, I want to ride, but I don't want to race. And so one of the things we did that was pretty cool this year is back in spring, early summer, we teamed up with the Midweek Mountain Bike Series. And we talked to the director, Trilby, and said, Trilby, I want to just make it free for any of my riders who want to show up. It's a time trial. They can ride as fast or slow as they want, just so they can prove to themselves that they can race. And that was a massive success. I think we had 60 kids show up, 40, 50 of them, their first time ever even thinking about a mountain bike race. And they go, oh, yeah, I can do this. And so that kind of got them ready for the NICA season, which is definitely a different beast, because then there's 1,400 riders and, thousands of spectators. And it's like, you've been there. It's loud. It's noisy. It's just, convincing them they can do it. If I took those same seventh graders when I met with them, early summer, late spring, and we were in Round Valley, and I said, guys, at the end of the year, you're going to climb that mountain over there. They're looking over at PC Hill, and they go, I don't think so. And I go, no, the one behind it. And they're looking at the crest, and they're going, yeah, you're nuts. And, this year we do our own tour to Suds, and we had about 40 of our Junior Devo riders who were new this year make it all the way up to Empire Pass. And, yeah, they were convinced there's no way they were going to accomplish something like that. So by the time race season starts, they've already challenged themselves pretty significantly, and they go, they're ready to roll into it. The racing is just the next step.
Yeah, and Jocelyn, I'm sure you were one of those kids earlier on this year, and you said, there's no way I'm going to get up there. There's no way I'm going to be able to race at that level. And there's got to be something for you to, like, that you, at the end of this, you're super proud of yourself, and you, I imagine, you know, accomplished that you got through a race, first race, now a second race. What kind of goes through your psychology and how you feel about yourself that you've accomplished these really challenging rides and races?
Well, I've really enjoyed and feel very accomplished that I've gotten a lot stronger on my bike, a lot faster and a lot more skilled over the course of the year, just riding very consistently. And so that in and of itself is very satisfying. But out of the specific season, it's super satisfying because I was able to make podium at all three races so far. And so that is super satisfying to me being a first year on the team. Because I know not everybody gets that and not everybody has that opportunity. And so I get to take that home and know that I finished these races and I did well, and that in itself is super satisfying.
That's so encouraging and so awesome to go in from first year to seeing some podium results, but more importantly, seeing that you accomplished those really, really hard things as a coach, as a parent. That's what we want to hear. We want to hear our kids say, I did this at the end of the ride and at the end of the season. You're coming to the end of the season, Chris. What are your, I've seen some of your pictures and emails. What are your most proud moments this year that you've seen?
100%, I would say the best moment I've had as a coach was the finish at Snow Basin, where the entire team got down. You know, it's a long day. We start at 8 in the morning. The last riders are finishing around 5:30, and everybody's baked. They're tired. The entire team went down to watch the last freshman finishers on our team. And they're, you know, these kids, they're trying just as hard. Their race is just as hard as everybody else's. And they're gassed. They're done. And to see their whole team cheering them on, you know, that had to be a pretty special moment for them. But, you know, and that in itself was pretty cool. But then the whole team hung around and cheered in the last finishers, period, from all teams. And that was really, I mean, I shouldn't say unexpected, because I know these kids, they're up to it. But that was really cool to see. I mean, it's like, you know, of the principles you rattled off at the beginning, the Nike principles, that's respect. You know, is showing respect for your competitors and, you know, acknowledging that their race was just as hard as a varsity kid's. Maybe harder, because, you know, these kids are coming at it from less experience. So that was a really rewarding experience. And they repeated that at this last race at Soldier Hollow. And you know, I think it's going to be a tradition with the team that, you know, we sit out there and we cheer in the last finisher, period.
And those are some really long days. You can be really hot or really cold out there. Jocelyn's shaking her head. And what's motivating the crew? I mean, that to get, you know, 60 kids or whatever to really cheer in that last rider, it is a challenge. And that really does show a lot of the character of the kids and the coaches and the parents to stick it out. So big kudos to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely encouraged it, but then, you know, it's again coming back to just kind of showing them the direction, right? And we suggested, you know, hey, why don't you guys get down there and cheer them on? And then they run with it. And not only do they cheer them on, they just make a lot of noise. And I think it's just that part of being a team that, you know, a lot of these kids are there for 4 or 5 hours. They may have to wait for podiums at the end of the day. So there's a lot of hanging out. So there's a lot of bonding that's going on anyways, as you're just watching your teammates get their races done. And, and Jocelyn here is probably one of the biggest cheerers we have, you know, get some of that energy into the race. And she'll get
big
the
old cowbell.
Oh yeah.
We need to see people. I think I saw on the point to point, you had the team out there playing, you know, upright bass and guitar. You have a pretty musically inclined team, so making a loud noise is pretty easy for your team.
They can handle cowbells.
Cowbells are easy. Yeah. It was pretty awesome, point to point, to see the team playing and supporting others. So you have a very supportive environment. Jocelyn, thanks for being a part of that supportive environment. And next, Jocelyn, you said that the next race is where?
It's in Vernal.
Vernal, okay. And have you ever ridden out in Vernal?
No, I have not.
It's not all just dinosaur bones.
I know, but that's what I saw last time I was there.
So. Okay, okay. So it's the last race for the season. And will everybody be racing, Chris?
So it is our... It's actually not the race, last race for the season, because there is state championships after that. So it's our last regional race. The Junior Devos finished their season. They do three races, and they are done. The high school riders all get to race four races, so Jocelyn will be there. And then state championships has, just because of the growth of the league in Utah, has gone to a qualification standard to race. It's a two-day event. I believe it is the largest youth cycling championship in the world now, is the Utah State Championships. It'll, I don't know, 2,600 riders, wow, maybe. It's a big deal.
So if people want to come out and view, I would probably recommend go to the Vernal one first. And if you can handle that, then go over to the St. George, the big championship.
I'd go to St. George. It's it's a scene. I mean, it's, you know, the truth is, because all the kids who raced on Friday then show up on Saturday to cheer. And it literally looks like Alpe d'Huez and the Tour de France on some of the corners. It's pretty amazing scene.
So put that on your calendars. Not this weekend, but the next weekend for Vernal.
Correct.
And then what was the date for St. George?
Oh, it's 2 weeks after that. I have to see a calendar, but it's two
all
weeks
right
after.
Well, people can find out more information about your club on your website. And what is that?
Oh, you're going to ask me
that? Or Google Park City.
I believe it's PCHSMTB.org.
All right. So. And then the league website is UtahMTB.org. Or .com.
Yeah, leagues.org. Yeah.
Awesome. And if you're interested in riding next year, what can someone do?
So reach out to us or me. Registration opens in April. And what catches a lot of people on the back foot is it actually closes in July, where a lot of people thinking this is a fall sport. But you know, the league has a lot of stuff they have to get straight in terms of procuring venues for racing and whatnot. So they need to close registration in July. So... that's the registration window. Like I said, we have no intentions of turning any riders away who are, you know, who are of an adequate skill to take on the sport. And it's, you know, we're not a learn to ride bicycles program. There's other wonderful programs in this community for that. I mean, it is, we do ride hard, but, you know, most of our kids can do fine. So,
well, it's been great having you both on air today. Chris Best, head coach of the Park City Mountain Bike Team, and Jocelyn, a junior rider at the Park City High School Mountain Bike Team. Good luck in your races, and we look forward to hearing state championships from you. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Mountain Life.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe, rate us, and leave us a comment.
If you have an idea for a future show, email us at mountainlife@kpcw.org.
We hope you'll bring your green smoothie and join us next week for The Mountain Life.